Sincerity Revisited, Luke 17, verses 1 to 19. Jesus said to his apprentices, "Seductive traps and stumbling blocks that cause people to stop following me are going to come in life. But the person who leads others to disobey my teachings will be condemned. It is better for a person to have a giant stone tied around his neck and to be thrown into the sea than to cause a single person to stop following my teachings. Therefore, you must carefully watch over my community of apprentices. If your brother strays from my teachings, then discipline and correct him. If he turns back to my teachings, then welcome him back into the community. The perpetual Sabbath in Jubilee has come. Therefore, if he strays from my teachings even 7 times in one day, and yet humbly turns back to my teachings 7 times, saying, 'I am changing my life and turning back to the teachings of the Lord,' then you must welcome him back into the community." The 12 representatives said to the Lord Jesus, "That kind of continual forgiveness and liberation from debts is crazy and would turn the world upside down. Make us greater in our trust." The Lord Jesus said, "Trust is not about becoming greater, but about becoming humble and obedient servants of the Creator. If you trust the Creator, you will empty yourself and become poor and weak. Then in your smallness, you will share in the Creator's unlimited power. You will be able to say to the most deep-rooted obstacles and problems in life, 'Be uprooted and thrown into the sea,' and they will obey your word. Look, no master says to his servant, who has just finished gardening or herding sheep, 'Come, rest and sit down.' Instead, he will say to him, 'Prepare dinner so I may eat. Serve me while I eat and drink, and then, when I am finished, you may eat and drink.' The master does not allow his servant to stop obeying just because he previously did the things he had been commanded. Therefore, it should be the same for you and your relationship of trust with the Creator. Whenever you do everything the Creator commands, just keep obeying and say, 'We are not special or great servants. We have simply done what was commanded and required of us.'" While they continued on their journey, focused on their eventual confrontation in Jerusalem, Jesus was passing between the regions of Samaria and Galilee. When Jesus was about to enter a village, 10 men stood at a distance and yelled at him. They were total outcasts because they had a flesh-eating disease, symbolic of the corruption of civilization that was slowly destroying their bodies. They said, "Jesus, teacher, have compassion on us!" Seeing them and their condition, Jesus said to them, "Go and enter the town in order to show yourselves to the temple caretakers." As they listened to and obeyed Jesus' word over the command of Moses, which forbade them from entering the town, they were liberated and rescued from the flesh-eating disease. When one of the 10 saw that he was healed, he returned to Jesus while shouting about the greatness of the Creator. He fell to his face at Jesus' feet and began giving thanks with great humility, recognizing this gift that he did not deserve or earn. This man was a Samaritan who rejected the temple in Jerusalem as the Creator's dwelling place. Because of this, he was open-minded to the reality of the Creator's new temple and presence being in Jesus. Responding to the situation, Jesus said, "Were not 10 men rescued from their outcast status and the destruction of civilization? Where are the other 9? Are they too entitled as children of Abraham to humble themselves in thanksgiving to the Creator? Apparently only this man of foreign birth is humble enough to give thanks and find complete healing through his gratitude." Jesus then said to the Samaritan, "Stand up. Your humble trust in the Creator has fully rescued you from your physical and spiritual slavery."